At the corner of Government and Broad Streets in downtown Mobile, Alabama, an old gas station is boarded up. But across the street, a few early morning customers are going into a supermarket. The Save-A-Lot grocery store is in a building that sat vacant for more than 2 years. It's part of a national chain started in 1977 that has grown to more than 1,200 stores by seeking out once neglected rural and urban neighborhoods and undercutting even Walmart on prices. We joined some Mobile shoppers on a recent morning.
My name is Dan Hudson. This is my daughter, Kristen Johnson, and a friend of mine's Terry Nall.
Terry has a thick afro sticking out from under his baseball cap. He's the quiet one pushing the cart, while Dan, a friendly man with a wide grin, follows his stylish teenage daughter, Kristen, down the vegetable aisle.
Andy, you lead me to the front checkout, please, Andy.
This is supposed to be my shopping expert.
Well, let's see what y'all are going to buy and how much it's going to cost.
Get my favorite uncut green beans. It'd go good with a piece of bacon or some tomatoes and some onions. Got a meal.
Save-A-Lot is known in the grocery business as an extreme value store. Its target shopper makes less than $35,000 a year. Dan Hudson's unemployed. He lives across town, but came to check out the Save-A-Lot after learning about the low prices. His daughter heard about it from a friend. At first, Dan is skeptical about how much they'll really save by making the trip.
Cut green bean, they was 29 cents. I reckon I saved from the other stores. I say like 12 cents, but they toward the gas, so we just made it even.
There's only one kind of green beans, the store brand. In all, you will find only about 1,250 items in a Save-A-Lot, compared to more than 30,000 in a typical supermarket. The stores are small, usually 7 or 8 aisles. It's all part of the company's business model, to keep the selection simple and prices down. National brand names like Tide or Coca-Cola are rare. But it's not all hot dogs and generic beans either. There is a fresh produce section with grape tomatoes, kiwis, papayas, and really cheap mangoes.
Three for a dollar. This is excellent prices.
Elmo Hopequist is a maintenance worker for the county. He comes in nearly every day to pick up fruit for his lunch. Store manager Kenny Broyles says he sees a lot of regular customers like Elmo. Some are here first thing to check out the meat markdowns. Others know they can find regional specialties.
We've got the pig's tails. These are knuckles. Some people call them smoked hocks. And this is smoked pork neck.
At the back of the store, an older man with gray stubble and a camouflage cap is leaning over the meat counter.
What are you buying today?
We'll get some neck bone. Fix some barbecue neck bone.
So you gonna cook those today?
Right.
What's the sauce made from?
Well, it's just something I came up with. I'm not gonna tell nobody.
70-year-old James Hollis is a retired truck driver who lives nearby and stops in a few times a week. He remembers when this space was an empty storefront after other grocery chains moved out.
A&P was here, Dale Sham was here. But they had closed up quite a while before Save-A-Lot opened.
In the past 20 years, 4 different grocers tried to make it here, but they all left. It was a time when people were fleeing downtown for the suburbs, and violent crime meant operating a business was risky. Today, the crime situation has improved, and a new drugstore has opened on the next block. Hollis says it's nice to have a grocery store so close to home, especially one with low prices.
So whenever I need something, I always come up here and get it. Everybody want to save money. So the way things is now, you need to save every penny you can.
This neighborhood, just on the edge of downtown Mobile, is typical of the places Save-A-Lot opens its stores. It's close enough to walk or ride a bike to for most residents, whereas the Winn-Dixie down the street is a little too far, and you have to drive to get to the nearest Walmart. Otherwise, residents end up paying inflated convenience store prices. The store is busiest on the 15th of the month, the day that food stamps come out. The median income in this neighborhood is $14,000 a year. George Talbot, who writes about business for the Mobile Register, says the numbers don't tell the whole story.
If you go south of the store, you'd call it a low income area. It's an economically depressed area, but you know, a few blocks west of here, you have two historic districts. You know, beautiful old Southern homes you see, and the live oaks with Spanish moss. So it's and it's very upscale. It's where the mayor lives.
But the mayor isn't known to shop here, and someone in his office said she stopped in once, but hasn't been back since she couldn't find a Diet Coke. The morning we were shopping, a suntanned woman with a straw handbag left empty-handed when she couldn't find what she was looking for.
We don't try to be everything to everybody.
Save-A-Lot spokesman Dan Kimack.
If you're looking for a specialty wheel of Camembert, that may require a trip to a cheese store. You're not going to find a floral department or an in-store bank or a coffee kiosk or a sushi bar.
That's what makes Save-A-Lot unique in the grocery industry, according to retail food analyst Jason Whitmer of FTN Midwest Research in Cleveland.
Most are trying to move up the pricing ladder than down. Most of it is kind of going into the upper end because it's probably the least vulnerable to Walmart.
Some of the big grocery chains are laying wood floors in their produce sections, setting up olive bars, and adding organic food departments to appeal to upscale shoppers. But while those stores are running up and away from competition with Walmart, Save-A-Lot is taking the giant head-on. And it's doing just fine, even prospering. Save-A-Lot is the fastest-growing retail food chain behind Walmart. Like the Mobile location, most of its new stores are in places where other businesses have had a hard time making it. Some cities, including Pittsburgh and Baltimore, have even appealed to Save-A-Lot to open in vacant inner-city buildings. Whitmer says the odd thing is Save-A-Lot's success has mostly been under the radar.
It seemed funny because most people even on Wall Street have no idea what this concept is because they'd never really bump into it. So when you're kind of going to where the actual locations are, you're bumping into a crowd that you probably don't have a lot of conversations with. And you know, here in Cleveland actually is one of the few markets where you have a heavy concentration of them. But you know, they're on the east side of Cleveland. And, you know, I don't really drive by these locations very often, and I sometimes get scared when I do.
Dan Hudson and his daughter, Kristen, have made their way to the meat section now and are digging around in the case for chicken wings and leg quarters. They're impressed by the wide and clean aisles in the Save-A-Lot.
We should have came here instead of went to Walmart. Just took care of everything one time.
But it's not very big.
Don't need to be. See, if it's big, then you're going to miss something. Walmart is huge. I mean, you walk up in there, and I'm not saying I don't like Walmart, I love Walmart, but it's huge. Mm-hmm. But when you walk in there, you're gonna miss something that you're coming to get because you're looking at trying to keep up with her. She's over in the toy section when she's supposed to be shopping for mother's okra. Come on, man.
Hey, Gwen.
Margie Timmons is being pulled toward the frozen pizzas by her three grandchildren.
And they're my babies. I love them.
Got some pizza, some eggs, and some...
And some chili with no beans.
Chili with no beans.
With hot dogs.
Yeah, we have a hot dog.
Ravioli.
I have no idea what this is.
Slice roast beef. I was heading to the library and I just decided to stop here.
Margie, a school cafeteria worker, is just the kind of customer Save-A-Lot is looking for. Hosting her grandchildren from Jacksonville all summer makes her grocery bill surge. Not only is there the extra food, but all three kids now have brand new Muscle Man bubble bottles hanging around their necks. They're from Save-A-Lot's new selection of dollar merchandise. Mouse traps, flip-flops, toothbrushes, and butterfly nets.
Yeah, I just have a good time up in here. And again, you know, bargains and stuff. Because, you know, I got the grants. You know.
Why are you blowing the bubble?
Save a little money. Don't do that in here. All right.
Dan Hudson and his daughter have finally reached the checkout. They didn't find the chicken leg quarters they were looking for, but they did get the okra his mother wanted. Now, they're bagging their own groceries in crumpled-up Walmart bags they brought from home. Large shopping bags here cost 10 cents. Their purchases add up to $60.87.
So your bill was 60 bucks. How much do you think it would have been, say, had you gone to the Winn-Dixie?
Mm-hmm. I think I saved a lot up here. And spent some time with my worshiping daughter.
Well, thank you for letting us tag along with you. What are you making for dinner tonight?
I think we're going to do some spaghetti. Something easy and quick.
Well, thanks.
I can show her. You're
welcome. Good to meet you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
It's close to noon on this hot summer day at the Mobile store, and there's now a line at the checkout counter. Save-A-Lot is counting on that as they plan to open 100 stores over the next year in places like New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Denver. To see pictures and learn more about Save-A-Lot, visit our website at npr.org.